Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
How about an audible with T. Martin? Extend the drive, and we come back, and we bring you the game here on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
If you just missed that story T. Martin told, go back and archive this
That's
thing.
Incredible.
Find it on social media when Eric puts it out there, because that was an unbelievable story.
Yeah, it's look, promo, hype, it's worth it. It's worth a listen. Stay with us here, and then go check out what we have available online at 991thesportsanimal.com. All right, let's get to it. We are playing The Number is Right today, it sounds like. The spin of the wheel from Eric Kane back in the Budweiser studio. For our first-timer refreshers, we'll let them know, how do we play the game on TSL?
Yeah, here's how The Number is Right works. We don't need one caller. We don't need two callers. We need three callers right now at 656-9900. Works just like the opening showcase where The Price is Right. In the first round, the two contestants were close to going over. For our numbers or stats-based questions, going to advance to the final round. In the final round, contestant who was closest without going over going to be able to. Going to be the big winner. Tyler Ivins, tell him what the win.
Brewbus Knoxville, Will West, is a hop-on, hop-off brewery transportation service. It's serving Rocky Top. They got public routes between select breweries on an hourly rotation schedule. So if you want a safe and sound trip to try some of the best beers in Knoxville, it begins with Brewbus Knoxville, and you can score some day passes with us here today during the game. Three callers. Eric Kane, we need their names. Who are they?
We have Southdole Matt. We have Scott and Jacob.
Let's get Matt in here first. So Matt, Scott, Jacob, right?
Yep.
Matt, South Doyle, good morning, man. You get to decide. Yep. Do you want Will's number right or my number is right question?
Well, you've been on a roll here lately, and we've been on the same wavelength. Let's go with you, Tyler.
All right, let's get started with the College World Series. Game one is Saturday in Omaha. It's going to be Oklahoma taking on Ole Miss. South Doyle, Matt, get us started. Combined wins this season for both the Sooners and the Rebels. That's combined wins for both programs.
84.
84, says Matt.
That's a good guess.
Let's get Scott in here. Scott, combined wins for Ole Miss and Oklahoma this year.
Let's do, 74.
74, says Scott. Jacob, Rebs and Sooners, they have how many combined victories this year?
75.
Correct answer. That's how you play the game, Jacob. 88 combined victories between Oklahoma and Ole Miss. We got to say goodbye to Scott. South Doyle, Matt, you're now down to the final two with Will's question.
All right, South Doyle, Matt, here you go. And again, closest without going over, and I have rounded this down to the nearest whole number. Rounded down to the nearest whole number. How many points per game did Paolo Banchero, number one pick in the NBA draft, average at Duke last year?
Let's go with 19.
19, says Matt. Jacob, how many points for Paolo last year at Duke per game?
20.
You went the wrong way. It was 17. Congratulations to South Doyle, Matt, getting the W there.
Look at Matty. Brewbus Knoxville, hourly schedule. You can be going around Knoxville with your friends, safe, sound, trying the best beer on Rocky Top. And, Will, as they've mentioned before, beer's cheaper than gas right now. So why don't you kick your feet up and enjoy your weekend with Brewbus Knoxville.
It is a fantastic trip. If you've never done it, go see the great people at Brewbus Knoxville.
Can't say thank you enough to everything that they do for us here on the starting lineup. All right, it's 8:12. More housekeeping to get to. Kater's going to get you updated with everything you missed last night, early this morning. And we still have a few things we need to get into, including Kennedy Chandler slipping out of the first round of the NBA draft, plus projections from Adam Rittenberg where Josh Heupel's program is going to be in the next 36 months. We'll check out the ESPN article next on the starting lineup from Avalon Golf and Country Club in Lenoir City. A lot more to get into before 9 a.m. Tyler and Will, 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
Former Tennessee point guard Kennedy Chandler was drafted 38th overall in the second round by the San Antonio Spurs in the 2022 NBA draft, but his rights were immediately traded to his hometown Memphis Grizzlies. Six Vols have now heard their names called in the past four NBA drafts. Duke Paolo Banchero went number one overall to the Magic. Chet Holmgren of Gonzaga, Jabari Smith of Auburn went second and third, respectively, to the Thunder and Rockets. Ole Miss down Arkansas 2-0 and will now advance on to the College World Series Championship Series against Oklahoma. Ole Miss and Oklahoma set to begin the best of a three-game series on Saturday night. And Dansby Swanson hit two home runs. The Braves topped the Giants 7-6. The Pirates got by the Cubs 8-7. The Dodgers doubled up the Reds 10-5. It's 8:13. More from TSL coming up in just a few minutes. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
All right, so Avalon opens up the doors for us at 6 a.m.
Yep.
We're doing our show as we like to do, 6 to 9 a.m. each and every day here on The Animal. Will last hour plus minutes? It's been nuts. It's been like Grand Central Station interviews, handshakes, how you doing?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Good to see everybody.
Got
was
any
here,
picks?
Yeah. Shout out the
We're
red
going
light.
Outside. 8:30. They're 10 minutes away from getting things started here. Where are we? We're in Lenoir City again. Avalon Golf and Country Club. It's the inaugural T. Martin Golf Tournament, and big things happening here to kick off the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Raising money for three different high schools here in East Tennessee. Austin East, Fulton Central High School. Ivan's a Central Bobcat himself, so he's excited to see that. How about some breaking news here?
Please.
This will shock no one. Since a longtime college baseball fan, of course, I'm the one that's got the scoop on this.
This is thank you.
Pete Dabble reporting Florida State finalizing deal to make Notre Dame's Link Jarrett their next head baseball coach.
Okay. I didn't believe any of the whispers or the kind of want-tos or the hopes, but there were a small select few who were concerned that Florida State might come sniffing up Knoxville's way to see if they could try to pry away Tony Vitello. That conversation maybe never took place. But there were some people who were concerned when Tennessee had the early exit, not making it to Omaha. Look, Florida State, obviously, they tried to go the father-son route. It hasn't worked out well for them in Tallahassee. But for those of you who were in the back of your head maybe thinking, what if, could it happen? There you go. There's your rumors that are now officially.
Yep.
It's frying pan over fire. It's done.
So I believed it was going to happen because one place is cold and one place is not cold.
Right.
And you know who's trying to be cold? Not reasonable people. So that's why you pretty much move. Okay, I did see this. Jason Swain retweeting this from Maryville College's head coach, who points this out. You know how many players in last night's NBA draft were drafted that were below 6'3"?
That's a really good question. I actually have no idea.
One.
Oh. See, I would have gone the other direction. I would say
it was Kennedy Chandler. He was the only guy under 6'3" that was drafted. This is why I keep coming back to, I don't think coming back to school was going to help him.
I didn't think it was going to be an astronomical number, but I thought it was going to be more than one.
Yeah, I absolutely would have thought it'd been number one as well, right? Like, just height matters that much right now.
Okay, so you're Kennedy Chandler. You're going to negotiate, hopefully, a salary over seven figures.
You're going to get you're going to get at least $1 million this year. You probably get a two-year deal where you got 2.2, 2.5 on the table.
You're 38th. San Antonio trades your rights to your hometown Memphis Grizzlies.
Yep.
Look, perhaps maybe you'd like to have been a top 30 pick. It didn't happen that way. But the situation he landed in, Will, I don't know if he could ask for a better situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to play behind Ja Morant. You're what now, 2-3 maybe on that depth chart at the point guard position? And, Will, you're now entering an organization where they want to spend money and they want to spend a lot of money to stay relevant in the Western Conference conversation.
Yeah. We'll see how much they're young. For me, don't spend a ton of money. Right now, when you look at it, who's a good free agent pickup? Unless you're going to go get DeAndre Ayton. And there's a reason Phoenix is willing to just let that guy walk, right?
Right. Exactly.
So I just don't spend money.
You have the Knicks right now who are going to try to overspend for Jalen Brunson. That's the type of free agent that's out there right now.
What you do is you find aging veterans that are good for your locker room that can knock down the three. That's what you do. You find aging veteran bigs that can shoot. You find whatever the Wish.com version of Al Horford is. That's what you find if you're the Memphis Grizzlies.
Sure.
You don't go try to find a running mate right now with Ja.
Yep.
Roll what you got. It ain't broke.
Right.
You're building towards something and see if something falls in your lap later on. I think you do this the Spurs way. You don't do this the way that, frankly, our teams normally like to do it.
Yeah, right. Just throw money around that's not going to make any sense at the end of the year.
Or, you know, do what you got to do to work the draft to get something done to see if somebody else falls in your lap. Somebody, that's how the Celtics did it, right?
We asked the question when Chandler decided to leave, keep his name in the draft, what's going to be realistically his future as a pro athlete? Now that we know where he was drafted, we know the city he's going to and the situation he's going into, let me reset the question. Now that we know where and when and how, what do you believe Kennedy Chandler's future is going to look like as an NBA player?
Kennedy Chandler's a backup point guard in the NBA. That's what he is. He's not a starting point guard, and with Memphis, he doesn't have to be a starting point guard. So I just think he's I don't think he gets, and we were just talking about that with a couple of the guys here at the golf tournament, that I don't think Kennedy Chandler signs a two-way deal, because we see a lot of second round picks that end up signing two-way deals. I think he gets what Jarnell Stokes got, where he's going to sign a full-on deal with them. That means they're going to be invested in him. He's going to spend a little bit of time in the G League and probably work on his outside shot.
Yep.
And I think that he is a long-term backup point guard. That's what he is. And I don't think he stays with Memphis forever. Like, he bounces around and makes whatever money he can, but he probably finished his career making $20 million, $25 million playing basketball, and he'll be 30 years old.
I think that sounds
good.
There's
a lot worse ways that you can spend the first, you spend your 20s.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. Start, bench, cut. A ride with Ivins play, and we also get you ready for the EA show with Brian Rice. Jam-packed all day long. 13 hours of local programming. Kennedy Chandler, it looks like things right now end up working out for the VFL after 1 year in Knoxville. He's going to be staying in his hometown of Memphis and taking on a career with his Grizzlies. Pretty cushy job, as Will just mentioned. A good chance that there's going to be a little bit of money made for him in his future. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. Final 30, it's on the way next. Will, I'm not trying to say. I'm just saying, take the over tonight between the Avs and the Lightning. You'll be fine.
I just mentioned that there was something I was going to do with some monies this morning, and I didn't do it, and now it cost me $500.
Will West, the man's always working, the guy's always making money. Tyler Ivins, that's what we do here for you here on the starting lineup. We keep you up to date with all the latest, what you need to know. And if we can help you make a couple coin here and there, we'll do that as well. We'll be with you to the top of the hour. Ride with Ivins play for Friday as we go for the week sweep. More to come on that. But right now, how about it? Our friends over at Blue Water Climate Control bringing you Start, Bench, Cut on TSL.
All right, gentlemen, Sunday is National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Yeah, it is.
Start, Bench, Cut, chocolate pudding, chocolates, mousse. Is that how you say it? Mousse?
Yep.
Yeah, Caner, you haven't ever had chocolate mousse?
No, I'm not fancy enough for that. or just chocolate milk.
Look, back in the day, you go to the Golden Corral. You get yourself some chocolate mousse right there. Or Shoney's on the salad bar sometimes in the evening on the hot bar.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Yeah, Ryan's Steakhouse. If you ever went to Ryan's Buffet, you get the big fat Easter roll. You got some chocolate mousse and put it on your salad plate.
Wow.
My grandmother right now, her belly's grumbling in the grave. Wow. I'll start this one. You start the mousse, you bench the pudding, you cut the milk.
You start the pudding, bench the milk, cut the mousse. I like mousse, but the consistency wears me out.
What?
I like it. It's delicious. I'm eating mousse. But chocolate pudding is really underrated. There's never been a time I've turned down a chocolate pudding cup.
I was going to say, Tyler Ivins, overrated, underrated chocolate pudding.
Underrated.
Properly rated.
Properly rated, because I feel like I answer this question all the time with properly rated, because like I never really think about it, so I guess it's properly rated.
Yep.
I'm never one that just says, man, I'm just jonesing for some chocolate pudding.
But you know what, Caner? If you got a chilled pudding cup somewhere laying around and somebody just says, hey, you want this pudding cup?
That's
you know
true.
My answer is, you got
yes.
dang right I want that pudding
The answer
cup.
Would be yes.
Caner,
yeah.
Keep it going. Then let's go to the next pudding question then, pudding. By the way,
has a question
stop.
About pudding.
Don't you dare say that. No, keep this thing on the track.
Sunday is National Chocolate Pudding Day. What was the best dessert packed in your lunch as a kid? The pudding cup, the snack cakes, or the baked goods?
This is pretty easy for me. I love pudding cups. But, dude, nothing was better than getting a Little Debbie zebra cake or an oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, dude. I was
going to say, the little Debbies were the go-to of the lunch
boxes.
I'm going
to start the snack cakes. I'm going to bench the snack pack pudding cup, especially if you quote Billy Madison after it's over. You know I could just beat you up right
so,
now,
but
right?
Back in mine and Jay's day, the pudding cups would have been like an aluminum, and you didn't end up with, like, I don't know, some type of weird lead poisoning or something. So we didn't have pudding cups, and I was getting my lunch pack like that. So start the snack cake, bench the baked good, cut the pudding cup, because it didn't exist in the 80s.
Thermos, pudding cup, Captain Planet lunchbox with my powers combined.
Although the fact that you all bring up oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah.
That's seriously. This isn't the Depression. We got real Little Debbies out there now.
Just to show you how spoiled I was, anytime I opened my lunchbox and there was a Star Crunch in there, I'd be like, nobody wants a Star Crunch. Get this crap out of here.
You know what I was shown one time though. The last time I ripped oatmeal cream pies on there on the station, someone showed me you take chocolate icing between two oatmeal cream pies and you eat that. That's your cookie.
Oh my
so then
goodness.
You started breathing heavily like a fat
kid.
I mean, 1,100 calories later, but
yeah.
Oh,
that's a fudge round is a real Little Debbie.
Yeah.
It was on this day in 1992 when Shaquille O'Neal was drafted number one overall by the Orlando Magic. Also, his son playing summer league with the Lakers. Not sure if you guys saw that.
Wow.
Whatever his name is. Who has been the best big man taken with the top selection in your lifetime? Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan in 1997, or Hakeem Olajuwon in 1984?
This is a great question. Great question.
I think I have the order.
Okay,
but go ahead and shred this.
Go ahead, because I'm still deliberating.
I'm going to start Shaq. I'm going to bench the big fundamental.
Shaq's so underrated.
I cannot believe I'm about to do this, but I'm cutting the dream.
A couple rings. I'll start Duncan, Ben Shaq, cut the dream as well. But my gosh, that's, I mean, you know, 3 days from now, I may end up just randomly calling you guys. I'll just FaceTime you guys at like 2 a.m. and be like, I changed my mind. It should have been start the dream.
Why is Will calling me at 2 a.m.? Ivan, you awake? It's the dream. I press.
Will, I agree with you.
I
agree with you. I think Shaq is still so underrated in comparison, but like, so, gosh, so is Tim Duncan. I mean, goodness gracious. Just,
he never had a losing season. How is that possible?
And he won five titles, right?
Yeah, I mean, how is that possible?
And he was the cornerstone of a dynasty.
Yeah. The big fundamental. Goodness. Freddie Freeman makes his return to Atlanta as the Dodgers begin a three-game set with the Braves tonight. How will the former MVP be welcomed by tonight's crowd? With a standing ovation, half and half, or booze?
Start the standing ovation, bench half and half, cut booze. It'll be booze like the third time he comes through, but right now it's standing ovation. It'll be half and half by the time we finish the series.
Depends what he does at the plate. You're right. That's the correct order. You'll get a standing ovation. You'll bench the half and half. I'm going to cut the booze. If Freeman starts raking, if Freeman breaks open a game, if Freeman's the difference between a win and a loss, then you'll start catching a little bit of booze. Then you'll start hearing on Twitter a bunch of people who are like, didn't need him anyway. What would really help the Atlanta Braves is if Matt Olson has a big weekend as well against the Dodgers. So that's the right order. There's nothing too over the top about this. Freddie Freeman will always forever be loved by Braves fans of that organization.
Yeah, it's 100% going to be nothing but a standing ovation. And if you think any different, well, let's sell some volcano insurance to you. That moment when he gets his ring is going to be emotional out there tonight. So
Did you see the way they reacted to Jock Peterson coming back? What the heck are you thinking to do for Freeman?
It's incredible how one player who had just such a small impact slash only there for a couple of months meant to that organization. That fan base adores Jock, adores him. And vice versa. Also, if we can just keep Chelsea Freeman off social media, I think it'll be good for the weekend. Who is the best quarterback developer in college football right now?
Okay.
Steve Sarkisian, Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day. I mean, it's clear-cut Lincoln and then everybody else, right?
Is it?
It's got to be, absolutely.
He has two guys that have been number one overall picks, but how developed were those guys?
I'm going to start Lincoln Riley. I'm going to bench Sarkisian. I'm going to cut Day.
I mean, he put him in that position to go make money. It's absolutely
that,
Lincoln
that
Riley.
That is it. He got him money. That's the key. Is he got him money?
Yep.
But is he setting them up the best for a pro career?
That's a good question. Let me ask you this. I'm going to start Lincoln Riley here, as I just mentioned. But if I told you that there was going to be any quarterback that gets set up and the buck stops here, I'm just going to say it right now. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to end up being as fantastic that a lot of people believe he's going to.
Too overhyped, yeah.
For USC. I think Caleb Williams is not going to continue that.
Spencer Rattler
Spencer Rattler is a great indication of where it might be the end is coming to a near.
Yeah, so I will start. Sarkisian's done it for two decades and a number of guys in the NFL. I'll start Sarkisian. I'll bench Riley. I'll cut Day, but I think Day's fantastic. And I think in 5 years, we may look back at this and say, why didn't we say Ryan Day?
And last one, which former Vol is in the best spot to succeed in the NBA? Kennedy Chandler, Jaden Springer, or Keon Johnson?
I'm going to start Chandler. Johnson's already been traded, so that I think he's
which
been.
Which normally hurts, yeah.
Normally hurts, but I still think that he has improved the situation from previous zip code.
He played more once he got traded.
So I'm going to bench Johnson. I'll cut Springer.
Yeah, I think it's the right order. It is start Kennedy Chandler. I think that Memphis being young, having an opportunity to develop there, they know they're still developing a number of players. Not that they're not in win now mode, but they're not in. There's not the same urgency. So I'm going to start Kennedy. I'll bench Keon because he averaged 9 points a game once he got to Portland.
Right.
That'll get it done. That'll help. Jaden Springer, he's still younger than Kennedy Chandler. Let's remember that. So he's still a really, really, really young guy. But he played in 5 playoff games, averaged 2.6 minutes per with the Sixers this year.
Shouts to Jeremy and our friends at Blue Water Climate Control.
It's at BlueWaterClimateControl.com, Knoxville's highest-rated HVAC company. Family-owned and operated, veteran-run business, Blue Water Climate Control.
Officially underway here for the inaugural T. Martin Golf Classic. You can find it here at the Avalon Golf and Country Club in Lenoir City. We're going to be tidying some things up, wrapping things up, and giving you the things you need to know in the final 20 minutes of the starting lineup. Hang with us on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
Former Tennessee point guard Kennedy Chandler selected 38th overall in the second round by the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA draft, but his rights were immediately traded to his hometown Memphis Grizzlies. Six Vols have now heard their names called the past four NBA drafts. Duke's Paolo Banchero went number one overall to the Magic. Chet Holmgren of Gonzaga, Jabari Smith of Auburn went second and third, respectively, to the Thunder and Rockets. Five-star 2023 quarterback Arch Manning, nephew of Peyton Manning, has committed to play for the Texas Longhorns. Texas won out over Georgia and Alabama in those sweepstakes. Ole Miss down Arkansas 2-0 will now advance on to the College World Series final series against Oklahoma. That's set to get going tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. And on the diamond, Major League Baseball, Dansby Swanson did a pair of home runs. The Braves out the Giants 7-6. It's 8:40. We'll have Ryan with Ivins coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane. Here comes the
money. Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money.
Let's get right to it, shall we? Welcome you back to the final segment of the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Hi, Tyler Ivins, Will West. We continue from Avalon Golf and Country Club. We'll be with you for the next 10-plus minutes here on The Animal. And with it being Ryan with Ivins, we got to say what's up to our friend, Tyler O'Brien. He's just right up the road in Rockwood, letting you know that if you're looking for an opportunity to get those Branson tractors and to take care of all the yard equipment, big, small, home, as well as your business, you got to swing by and see him. But you know what? Why don't you give him a call before you head up there? They'll welcome you with open arms, 245-5213. And with it still the month of June, as many of you already know, if you make your way up, see them over at American Outdoor Equipment, you're not going to miss out on the huge Branson 2515 tractor, shuttle, shift, or hydrostatic sale. Right now, you can score for $19.99. That's over $2,000 worth of savings. That is at American Outdoor Equipment. We're about to do something we have not done in the year 2022. What is that? We're going for the Riding with Ivins weekly sweep. We cashed Monday through Thursday. We've had quite a few people walk up to the table today, Will West, and say, hey, I personally want to say thank you to you boys. Everything you're doing with your picks, I'm making money. We're out here having a good time.
Yeah, and Logan, I appreciate him stopping by.
I just had somebody text me and tell me that the Yankee game made them cash large last night.
By the way, somebody tweeted at you. Let's not say anybody's name.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted at you and called you the mush. Because I told you, yeah. I'm the mush. Because I, you know what I mean? Because, we're DCAing into a couple of cryptocurrency tokens, I decided to wait until after the show, and it cost me about $500 by waiting. And I mentioned it to you, and you said, do this instead? What was the thing you said?
I made that one of my picks this morning to the window, but if you want to make up for what you did this morning, just take the over in that game, the game five tonight.
Okay.
Colorado-Tampa will go
over. But I said, I'm the mush, Ivins. If I take that one, it'll go the other way. Okay. And I said, you know what, do you remember the mush? And you showed me a tweet from last night.
Yeah.
Where someone called you the mush.
Somebody called me a mush. I had a lot of people delete their tweets last night, too, when the Yankees were down 3 in the ninth and they scored 4 and won the game. Can we stay with that hockey game for my play today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Avalanche Lightning, Colorado's going to win the Stanley Cup tonight in Denver. But instead of making you take Colorado minus 190, that's ridiculous. I think it's foolish when people come on TV or radio and they give you a play that's in the 190s and the 200s on the money line. Like they're trying to protect their own rear end. No. Let's try to make the most money we can possible. So what are we doing tonight? We're taking the Colorado Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup on the 60-minute line. You heard me. Right now, you can get the Avalanche minus 110 as long as you bet them tonight to win the Stanley Cup before they get to overtime. So the Avalanche will win the Cup in the 60-minute plays of regulation today. Again, you can either take the Avalanche 110 to win, or if you went for the game right now, Will, you get 190 if they go to overtime and win.
There
so
you
how
go.
About I save you $80 on your money line today? Your play, we finish the sweep tonight. Take the Colorado Avalanche to win Game 5 on the 60-minute line minus 110. Avs, horn sounds, they're going to win their third franchise Stanley Cup since moving from Quebec City.
4-0, looking for a 5-0 weekend.
Yep.
A 5-0 week,
yep.
Which is very nice. So let me ask you this, though, because I know one you considered, but you decided to go away from it because of when the Game 3 would be, and that is Oklahoma's plus 105 to win the College World Series right now.
That's Oklahoma.
Ole Miss
right now
is minus 125.
I don't know why.
Oklahoma's plus 105.
Yeah, wrong team's favored. Wrong team's favored. I personally believe Oklahoma wins both Saturday and Sunday. They don't even go to Monday.
Okay.
But if you're telling me right this second the Sooners are plus money just to win the series and the national championship, I'm doing that. So, to your point, if you want a 2.0 play.
Wait, but you were talking about doing that, and then you said, hey, well, game three's Monday, so that doesn't count for the weekend.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So, when I make a play for Friday,
I'd
like for the game or the series to begin Friday. Since it's a Saturday through Monday series, potentially, it doesn't count towards Friday's Ride with Ivan, so I had to do something for today.
I like it.
Yeah. But if you want a little hint, you're right. I like the Sooners in that national championship series.
Kennedy Chandler, Did he make? Let's relitigate this one more time.
Okay.
Did Kennedy Chandler make a mistake going out in the NBA draft?
I personally believe that he did. Now, again, he's not going to grow. You know, he's not going to go to the doctor's office and the chart get bumped up an inch or two. But I seriously ask myself, if you're Kennedy Chandler and you came back next year, could you add 5 to 6 points on your game average? And that's the difference between you negotiating a $900,000 contract and a $1.5 contract? Am I surprised Chandler fell to the second round? No. Even when the picks were coming, 26, 27, 28. I'll tell you what it was. Last night when Memphis took Ty Washington at 28, that was kind of the telltale sign that Chandler was going to fall to the second round. Now, 38, hometown team, play behind John Morant, have an opportunity to negotiate a seven-figure deal. It ends up working out for Kennedy Chandler, but I have to ask myself if 35, 36 extra games next year with Rick Barnes add 6 points and you add $600,000 to your future payday. I say potentially, but why run the risk of getting injured and then maybe not getting drafted at all?
Yeah.
Overall, I think what Kennedy Chandler is going to end up doing is a question that we just answered during start, bench, cut. I mean, you have five-star Keon Johnson, five-star Jaden Springer, now five-star Kennedy Chandler. Chandler's going to have the better NBA career, I believe, out of the three of them.
I'll agree with you there. I don't think Chandler made a mistake coming out. I think he's going to get a seven-figure deal.
Okay.
Very low. So it was, you know, $1 million is $1 million. He's going to get $1 million, probably a two-year deal.
Right.
Get something 1.9 guaranteed, something like that, or 2 guaranteed, 2.1. And it's just a matter of what you can do with that money also. To go ahead and start your clock, to go to a place where I believe they'll be committed to him because that's part of it. I also look at it, and again, Swain retweeting, it was the coach, the basketball coach at Maryville College who pointed this out. One guy was drafted under 6'3 last night.
Kennedy Chandler.
And it was Kennedy Chandler.
Yep.
I just don't know that anything was going to change.
So when you look back at Tennessee last year and you see what Kennedy Chandler was able to do, he's always had NBA vision. I mean, I talked to two scouts, one in Detroit, one in Minnesota. And they said that Kennedy Chandler was an NBA player and a Tennessee player and a Tennessee jersey when it came to his vision and his defense. Is Kennedy Chandler going to be able to do what they've asked so many other Vols to do, like Admiral and Grant? Is he going to be able to find the deep shot, shoot over 40%, and be able to extend his NBA career?
I think so. I think that he will. And he can play off ball, which is something that's right. He's going to have to do. Because we know who's going to have the ball and dominate the ball in Memphis, right?
Right.
So he's going to have to be able to be a shooter and play off the ball. It's one of the reasons, like a lot of people thought it would be Chandler, Ty, Washington. Washington and Kentucky played off the ball. And so that just the fact that, he's 6'4", two, you know he can do that.
Yeah.
That's why Washington went higher. But Chandler's not the only guy that fell out. The expectation was Washington was going to be a late teens pick. He goes 29. E.J. Liddell ends up going into the second round as well. It seemed as if everyone in this draft wanted power forwards that can handle the ball and play face up and hit the outside shot. That's what everyone wanted in this draft, and you saw a few guards sprinkled in there, but the first point guard was taken at number 29.
Who won the draft last night?
I think it was Detroit. Detroit, if you didn't see what Detroit did, they got Jaden Ivey from Purdue. A lot of people think Jaden Ivey's this year's Ja Morant, like the person no one's talking about. I don't know that I believe he's going to be that, but he's going to be working with Cade Cunningham, who's the best rookie in basketball last year.
Yep.
So it'll be the two of them in the backcourt for a long time. They took on Kemba Walker's contract, and they were able to pick up a second first-round draft pick because they took on the $9 million of Kemba Walker's contract because they had cap room. So I think overall it's the Detroit Pistons who were the most improved from this year.
You know, Paolo Banchero, it surprised a lot of people because within hours of the clock beginning for the Orlando Magic, you start seeing odds flipping between Jabari Smith, Auburn product, or Paolo at Duke.
Got weird. Have you ever seen anything like that in betting before? What is that? Okay, you follow this stuff. What does that tell you? Because it was, we mentioned it yesterday on the show. Banchero was, minus 240, something like that,
yes,
during the show.
Yes.
To be the number one overall pick, but everyone was picking Jabari Smith to be the number one
Correct.
Overall pick. Around between 4 and 5 o'clock, one sports book tweeted out Jabari Smith is now a minus 6,000 favorite to be the number one pick, and then it ends up he's not the number one pick.
Did Woj hurt some sports books last night? Did he get the okie doke, or did somebody mess with Woj?
Or did they change their mind?
Out of all the professional sports, there's no insider who I think is good as gold when it comes to his tweets than Woj. Not Schefter, not some of the other guys like John Heyman. I'm absolutely blown away. And if you actually waited till the last second to get your bet in and you had Apollo pick at plus 850, you're feeling pretty good about your money and your checking account on Friday morning. Solid week, dude.
Yeah.
Got to step aside here. Best of luck to Team Martin in the inaugural golf tournament. They have already teed things off here. Here at Avalon Golf and Country Club. Sorry, Jay, you threw me for a curveball there. Why are we pointing at that? To make it an... Oh, I would be more than happy to knock that out coming up on the other side. 9 to noon with the EA Show and Brian Rice. Still a lot more for us to dig into coming up on Monday. How's the weekend unfold? We'll get all into that coming up at Monday at 6 a.m. Will, Tyler, starting lineup. We're out of the door. We appreciate it. Thanks.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.